guys out of this building.
I was kidding.
I can't do it. I got to do Billy.
Come on.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay, good, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
My name is Billy Quinn, and my number is 35823.
Okay, Mr. Quinn. You're actually appearing before the board for, you've been certified for a parole hearing, for regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge, sir. You're currently serving a life sentence for offering to sell a narcotic drug, and also another life sentence for offering to sell, two life sentences for offering to sell narcotic drugs. Your sentence began in June of 76. You became eligible for parole on April 3rd of 1981, sir. You have also served an expired term for vehicle theft, a four-year term for vehicle theft, an expired term for 10-year term for burglary, and another expired term that you've already served, a one-year term for theft, sir. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, sir, and I just want to make sure, because I wasn't quite sure of this. It says that you were sentenced to prison for not less than 5 years and no more than life. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That was just kind of the first time I seen one of those, no less than 5 years and no more than life. So according to your institutional progress report, sir, says that you have not participated in any programs to include education or specialized training. Is that right, sir?
Yeah, I have been to programs. I got a certificate here.
Okay, I'll go ahead and go through some of those, sir. It says that if you were released, that you would be staying with your sister, Terry Kwan.
Yes.
She lives at 1313 North 31st Street. You will be applying for food stamps along with disability. Also, you claim that you'll be applying for Social Security benefits because you reached the age of 65 in February. You reached the age of 65 in February. You'll be 65 in a couple of months, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It says that you remain free of any and all major majors over the past 3 years. Back in April 2014, you received one major for disorderly contact, and then says that MAQ also attempted to find placement to several halfway houses over the past several months, but has been able to obtain approval from the halfway house because it cannot come up with a deposit that's requested of them. So do you have some family support and support here in the state of Arizona, sir? Do you have family support?
I have my sister and my brothers.
Uh-huh. So, sir, I see that, you did have in 2016 a disrupting account and a grooming violation in 2016. Is that right, sir? And they were both minor violations.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I see that that's a little bit different, that you've actually been released on several occasions. You've been to the parole board on several occasions, sir, and you've been released. I'm going to go over some of those with you and get a response for it. It looks like, sir, that you, in April of 1981, sir, that you were granted parole, and then in August of 85, that parole was revoked. Is that right, sir?
For violation of parole?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, it looks like you've just been in and out, because it looks like, again, in 1993, you were granted a regular parole, And then in 1996, you were found in violation and continued. And then that was in March of 1996. And then in October of 1996, sir, you were revoked again. That's your second time being in and out. Then you were revoked again. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then you stayed in custody, sir, until March of 1998. And then you were granted home arrest in 1998, sir, and you that was in April of 1998. Then in October of 98, after the home arrest, you was granted parole, a regular parole, sir. And then it looks like November of 2003 and June of 2007 that you had a parole revocation hearings, and you were again continuing on your parole, sir. But it seems like you keep violating your parole every time you get out, sir. And then it looks like that parole was revoked in August of 2008, and you stayed in custody.
That was for absconding.
Right, for absconding, sir.
Yeah.
So then it looks like in August of 10, you were again granted regular parole, sir. And then it looks like in September of 12, 2 years later, you were again violated.
I've been three times absconded.
You've been three times. It looks like you have more absconders than three times, sir, because in 2014, you were granted a home arrest. And then this was in May of 2014. You were given, you were granted home arrest in May of 2014. You came back before the board in December of 2014 for home arrest, was still granted to you. And then in August of 2015, you were granted parole. Looks like in March of 16, you were granted. That was the last time. Looks like you were granted parole was in March of 2016. You were granted home arrest in March of 16, sir. But it doesn't show. In 2016, sir, you were on home arrest. It doesn't show that you were. When did you get put back in prison?
I've been down about 8 years right now. For absconding.
For absconding? Why do you keep absconding when you get out, sir?
The reason that I absconded, I was in love. I met somebody and I was down in love.
You met somebody and you fell in love?
Yeah, well, I didn't get married, but I fell in love with this girl and I moved in with her, and I changed my life already. Since I've been doing time, I've been granted parole, but the parole, since I don't have a place to go to, now my sister, I could come in and live with my sister. And my sister, she works in the railroad, and she's a security guard there. She's a security that's making sure that the cars are coming off and get the license plates. So she said that, she's going to take care of me and this and that.
Mm-hmm. So, sir, you were granted parole seven times, and each time you absconded. And from what I can gather and looking at the reports, it looks like every time you absconded, sir, it was either failure to follow the directives of your parole officer or changing your place of residence without notifying your parole officer, sir. Are you still doing drugs?
No, sir. I've been a scum. I have scummed only 3 times in all this time that I've been doing time, and I don't even mess around with drugs or drinks.
When's the last time you did any drugs, Mr. Cunn?
I haven't.
You haven't done anything?
No, and you can see my record, I don't have a dirty ways or nothing.
So where did you say you had a sister that was here, sir?
My sister name is Teresa Quinn, and I can go live with her, you know, and she's going to take care of me.
Your sister will take care of you, you say?
Yes, sir.
So when's the last time you talked to your sister, sir?
I really don't have her number, but she wrote to me last week.
Uh-huh.
She told me that I could come and live with her. She's going to take care of me and look out for me, because I don't want to come back.
You don't want to?
She cares for me. I don't want to come back to prison. I won't be 65 years old, and I'm too old.
So how long have you been in prison this last time?
I got out when I was 75 and got out in 81. And right now I got 8 years waiting just for a scumbag. No dirty ways, no nothing. And I don't ask nobody for nothing. I do my money. I do my own work. I do landscaping.
You do landscaping?
Yes, sir.
So you doing landscaping while you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, and from the court, the documents that I see that you actually are in custody, sir, for a sentence from 1976 where you had 2 counts of selling heroin to undercover police officers. One time the total sum of the heroin that you sold to the police officers was $30, and the next time it was $40 that you sold a total of $70 to undercover police officers. Is that right, sir?
That's what they say, but I really didn't sell them no dope, because I don't do no drugs.
Okay. So let me see if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Quinones?
Thank you. Mr. Quinn?
Yes, sir.
I just have a separate question. And that is, how is your health? Is your health okay?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever use heroin in the past, sir?
No, sir. I never did heroin or coke or nothing. I probably drink beer, that's it.
Thank you, Mr. Quinn.
Dr. Wright?
Mr. Quinn, you said that you want to stay with your sister. What happened to your daughter? Last year you said you wanted to stay with your daughter.
She wants to go my daughter's been in prison. And I cannot deal with somebody that's been in prison.
Oh, your daughter been in prison. Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I understand that now. Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah. All right, sir, does the board have any additional questions? Being the board has no additional question, Mr. Quinn, Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion, sir?
I'd just like to say that I make the parole board by 4 times already, and the only thing that was holding me, I couldn't go to a halfway house because they want a lot of money. They want up to $800, and I don't have that kind of money. That's it.
Yeah, okay, but you do have some relatives, is that right, sir?
A big party,
you said your sister. You said your sister wrote you not too long ago.
Yes, sir.
And what did she say when she wrote you? Do you have the letter she wrote you? Do you keep it or what?
Yes, I did. And she said I could come and live with her because my brother was my sister was living with my brother, and then my brother passed away, so she took over the house and the payments and that. But I told her, if I get out, I'm going to help her, you know, pay the bills and spend some of that money that I'm going to put in for to get Social Security. I'm going to help her pay for the casket and the barrier.
To bury who, sir?
My brother. Well, he's buried already. But I'm just going to help her out with some bills.
Okay, Mr. Quinn. And well, the board's going to go into discussion, sir. While the board's in discussion, Mr. Quinn, I'm going to ask you to remain silent, and then we'll make a decision whether to grant or deny your parole at this time, sir.
Yes, sir.
The board's in discussion, so, sir, just remain quiet while the board's in discussion. It may appear as though we're talking to you, but we're going to only be talking amongst ourselves, sir. The board's in discussion. I reviewed this file. I had to go back through it a couple of times as I was looking at it, and he sold some heroin. I believe it was back in 76. He sold some heroin. Huh?
To Detective Advocate?
Yeah, to some undercover police officers. And in the report, it says that he wasn't doing heroin. He may have been acting just as a third party to give the money to him. He go get the heroin and come back and get it. But it's the first time that since I've been here, it's not been that long I've been on the board, that I've seen someone that has a 5-year, no less than 5 years, no more than a life sentence. But I would tell you, it appears that Mr. Kwan has been doing pretty well since he's been incarcerated, but it definitely appears that he said he has some family support coming from his sister. I would tell you, just in my opinion, I think that that's a long time to be in custody for selling $70 worth of heroin back in 1976, although he doesn't have a good plan for a release. But I think that, and it appears that I researched some of the indications where he, because he's been in and out since that time. He gets out on parole and then he violates. Each time that he appeared to be violating was not for drugs, but it was either from changing his address, not notifying his PO, or doing something. But I'm not sure that Mr. Kwan is not in a SMI status at this time. So I'm not even sure that you know, home arrest would be justified for him. But I do think that if he was out on regular parole and he's going to be 65 years old, that he may be able to survive. He can't get out until he has some support. He doesn't have any money. So unless his sister is going to help support him, that's going to be the only way that he's going to be incarcerated. But I do feel as though he deserves some type of release, Mr. Quinones.
I agree with you. I would feel even much more comfortable with this if there was some sort of verification of his sister's support. And this has been a day for interesting discussions, but considering his history, and I recognize that he may have some challenges, I would consider absolute discharge if I knew where he was going. You know, I know that's not, I'm one voting board member, and I know that's not the usual decision, but I'm putting it out in the open because he's a revolving door.
Yeah.
Another board member, I think it's in his best interest just to remain in until we can get something from his sister.
Understood, sir.
Verifying that what way. Well, I wouldn't just want to put him out there again, because I have a feeling we put him out there again, he's going to come right back in. And I think we need some verification, so maybe give him 6 months to come up with something and see what he comes up with.
I agree with you, sir.
Rather than a year.
Yeah, I can't move the sentence on. But he has, you know, he gets out, he has a problem behaving himself. But I agree with Dr. Wright that you know, I would want to, in any manner right now, unless we have a little bit more information about what, you know, his support, not his plan, but that there's somebody there that's really helping.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I recommend leaving him, but having him, you know, get some documentation from his sister and come back in 6 months.
Because it was interesting. This was interesting because after I saw he had been in and out so many times, I went back and tried to look at some of the releases, and pretty much every time that he went back was for he absconded, but he was an absconder for failure to follow the directives of his parole officer. He absconded or changing his place of residence without notifying the parole officer. And that's why I think he has some SMI status where he's just, you know,
he's just SMI. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Yes.
He's not been, you know, it's not like when down he starts to cry. He just doesn't pay attention to it.
Right. Just,
you know, I think he needs some, that's my dream.
I just feel bad. I mean, somebody just served this amount of time for selling $70 worth of heroin, which he wasn't doing the drugs, but acting as a third party is a long time. But I'm in agreement to just not putting them out, but I'm also, Mr. Quinones, I'm also, understanding the amount of time that he served. If he had some place to go to give him absolute discharge, because he's not doing good.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, in context of this case, you would think there was a firm end date, regardless of what his path was. That's why I say that, not for a lack of regard for his well-being, but like it seems there would be an end date. So, but I agree with everyone about a plan, a safe plan for his transition to the community. I wish we had firm understanding of the support of his sister or, you know, whatever's available.
Because last year he was going to his daughter, but now he discovered that his daughter has a criminal record stuff. So he can't go with his daughter, so we don't know anything about his sister as of this moment.
Yeah,
don't know our age or health or anything at this time, so that's why I'm just prefer just to see if we can see if he can come up with something.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's the list. Okay, so I am going to
better you than me.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to deny absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest to Mr. Quinn at this time. I'm not going to ask for a 1 year set off. I'm going to state the reason for the denial is poor or no release plan and no family or community support. Those are the only two things that I would mark.
I would agree with that, sir.
Has some. So that would be my motion.
Agree.
Second. Agree.
Okay, Mr. Quinn?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the board has voted to deny your regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge, sir. Reasons for denial is poor or no release plan, and no family or community support. So you'll be eligible in about 6 months to come back before this board, sir. Is it possible that by the time you come back before this board, you can get some establishment with your sister or where? Listen to me, sir. Please listen to me. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So can you work with your CO3 there, sir, and work with your sister if your sister is going to allow you to stay with her and you can get out and live with your sister, that your sister can document or testify or send in a letter or something to say that she's willing to let you stay with her if you're released and help you financially. Although I do see that you say you can get Social Security and disability, that you can get some source of income as well as work, sir. But please try to work and get that information and work with your CO3 and get something from your sister. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir. Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
I'm the kind of person, I don't hang around with nobody. I'm always myself.
Yes, sir.
And I work, you know, and it's, I don't care what anybody says. It's not my business, and I've always been myself. But I do have that support with my sister. And matter of fact, right now, I'm in the walker. I was in the wheelchair.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm in. And because I had a, you see, there was a stroke.
Oh, you had a stroke. Yeah. So Mr. Quinn, listen to me. You say that your sister wrote you a letter that says that she supports you. Do you write your sister back, or do you have phone contact with your sister?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So, sir, contact your sister and ask your sister if she could get you some information to verify that she would be able to help you if you were released from prison, okay?
Okay.
All right, work with your CO3 to see if your family will help you and contact them to get back so that when you come back before this board in 6 months, sir, you will have a better release plan for, you'll have a better release plan and some community or family support that you'll be able to show that, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Quinn. Thank you for appearing. Okay. You have a good day, okay?
You too.
All right. Put your CO3 back on, sir.
Put your CO3 on the phone.